Sixth Perek Mishnah Zayin. Hilvoy al Mashkin, person who took a loan, in exchange for the money, gave a security to the malva, the one who lent him the money. So the one who's, the malva now becomes a shema socher. He's also gaining something by the fact that he's watching it. One of the nafkaminas that he gains is, while he's taking care of this object, if an ani comes to his door, he's not mechuyev to give stock to the ani, because he's oizig b'mitzvah, he's involved in the mitzvah of watching over this item, bottom in the mitzvah. Yeah. There are other sefas mentioned in the Gemara, we'll suffice with this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Helvo, Moye Shemachinim. If he received money, he's a Shemachinim. The mouth is considered Shemachinim when he's watching the security. If I'll go to Paris, Shema Sacha. But if you lent in Paris, he's Shema Sacha. What's the difference between the two? Because Paris, if it would have remained by the original person, some of them would have rotten in the course of the time. And by the fact that he lent them out, he's going to get back fresh produce in the end. So really gain something by lending it out. Since he's gaining something, it's a Shema Sacha. It's not ribbis because he's getting back the same thing that he received. But the Maisa, if they would remain by him, he would have This mashkin that was given to the malva is not allowed to use it stam because it's ribbis. He's getting something more than he gave. But he can rent it. If the one who borrowed the money from him is a poor person, he could rent out this mashkin and collect the rental fees. And by this, he's not more than the chayv. The chayv was 1,000 shekel, and he's going to rent it out 10 shekel at a time. We're not going to say take all the rent plus the 1,000 shekel. He's going to deduct this from the chayv. Meishu aveda. This is hashavas aveda. You're helping the ani pay back the chayv. Otherwise, just sitting by you, the malva, and the ani can't use it, and he's losing out.